Hey, you guys, welcome back to the second episode of The Secret is Work. I am Princess.
And I'm Kirkland.
And this week, we are talking about setting very clear intentions for the year. It is a new year. We are excited. So why not go ahead and set those very specific goals? And so that's what Kirkland and I will cover today.
Yes. So in terms of goal setting, you know, a lot of times people tell you, oh, set a goal. And people set these very, very, very broad goals like, oh, I want to make $20,000 in a month. Great. You want to do that. How are you going to make $20,000 in a month? It's important to understand the daily, weekly, monthly wins that lead you to that point where you can make that much money. So today we want to discuss the more specifics of setting goals. And so since we're talking about money, we'll just stay on that topic because I like money right now. So, in terms of making, let's say you want to make $20,000 a month. So you have to tell yourself, okay, well, $20,000 requires you to make about $4,000 to $5,000 a week. So you have to ask yourself, okay, what do I need to do every week to make this $4,000 to $5,000? And that's how you begin to look at, okay, this is what I can realistically do. Because a lot of times we set goals that just aren't realistic for our lives. So we're going to swap that $20,000 out and we're going to give you something a little bit more modest, something we think that is obtainable for most people. So let's say you want to make $2,000 in a month, right? That is going to take you about $400 to $500 per week to make that amount of money. So you tell yourself, okay, every week I'm going to make $400 to $500 by doing X, Y, and Z. So in my case, that would require me to do about 6 to 7 photo shoots per week. Or that would require me to do three coaching sessions per week. So in thinking of it that way, I tell myself, okay, I need to get 3 clients this week. So it also takes the pressure off of you, because when you work towards the smaller goals and then every day you work towards the small goals, when you look back at the end of the week, you made your $500 without stressing it by, you know, building small and get to the big win of the $2,000 per month. So I think that's one of the ways you can set goals that are realistic for yourself and that you can end up accomplishing a goal at all.
I agree. Definitely set very specific goals. You know, like you said, you know, $20,000. Yeah, you can make $20,000. But let's be real. Let's go ahead and set, like, for me, my goals for every month is to make $5,000 per month. I know I have my coaching programs. I have my, you know, Shots by Princess photography business. So I have set, you know, come up with a plan saying, okay, I want to make $5,000. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to promote. I know if I, you know, I sell this amount of coaching program, if I sell this amount of, you know, Shots by Princess packages, I will be able to make my goal. So that's the on the money side, right? So another goal, you know, I've set for myself for 2018 is that I need to be in the 700, you know, credit
club.
So I want to make but to get there, so I said, okay, 2018, I will have my credit score will be 700. So I'm not saying, I want to be, you know, at 700. And I said very intentions. I said 2018, I will be at 700. And then I went down and I'm like, okay, well, since I want to be at 700, the first thing I need to do is pull up my credit. So I took the first step as soon as the new year rolled over. I took the first step pulling up my credit. Now, I know what my credit looked like, but I wanted to make sure I know what I'm going to be working on. So I pull up my credit. I decided, okay, well, this is what I have on my credit. Mind you, I only have 2 things on my credit. This is what I have on my credit. This is what I need to pay from this day to this day to get to my credit score by my birthday in July. So I've decided I'm going to pay, let's say, $25 every week. Whether I'm going to put it to the side or I'm just going to go ahead and pay, you know, make a payment every single week. I know I'm doing $25. No matter what, I'm making $25. So that's one goal that I've set. And another thing is, just like I've said earlier, you know, when you're setting these intentions, you know, be very clear. So don't be like, oh, I want to be this, I want to do that. Say, I will. I can and I will.
Yeah, I think those are very great things on how to talk to yourself in regards to setting those goals. I think one of the things I wanted to add in terms of personal goals, I think a lot of times we get to a place in life where we're at a crossroad where we figure out to grow anymore as a person, I need to make some personal changes into my life, into my attitude, or maybe just my outlook on life, period. And I think one of the ways to do that is to definitely think about this thing I like to tell people, where sometimes it is hard to see your own actions. But I think one of the things I've learned over the years is if you are ever confused about how someone reacted to the information that came out of your mouth, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, I think a lot of times, not all times, the response from the person can a lot of times be a telltale sign. So I think take that into consideration in the new year. Maybe I'm not telling you to change it, but at least start taking account of it. Like, you know, if you feel like you're one of those people who need to fix your rudeness, and every time you respond to someone, you get that like stank look on their face, or I can't believe she or he just said that. Like, think about those things. I'm not telling you to change them, but start to take into account. And I think once you start taking account and you start putting it together, you're like, wait a minute now. Clearly, I've been rude to all of these people. And then sometimes seeing the proof helps you get through personal goals. So I think that's another one for as far as setting a personal, clear intention goal of what you want to accomplish for 2018.
Yeah, I agree. Another thing, too, is like, you know, we talked about, Kirkland and I, we have a goal to get open a creative space, right? The creative space. So which means, go back to, we're talking mostly about money today. Go back to, you know, coming up. One, I know having good credit will help me, you know, get the place together, whether it's for, you know, getting furniture, getting the wall painted. I know we're going to need, you know, some type of credit line to get some of the things we want. So having good credit will help me with that. And having a set of very specific money goal also will help me. Okay, so I need to pay my bills. Right now, I have to make some sacrifice as well. The only thing I need to pay right now is all my bills. So other than that, I need to find a way to save money. And saving money does not mean, I know, trust me, saving money is one of the hardest things to do. So saving money does not mean, I have to save $200 every single time. What you can do is you can break it down, you know, into smaller portions. So you say, today, every single week, I'm going to save $25. I promise you, if you see what you're spending $25 on, you'll be like, damn, I could have had credit. I could have had a new space. If I stop buying this $25 pair of shoes that I bought last week, I could have put that towards my credit.
Oh, see, my shoes.
Shut up. Towards my credit or towards my saving account. So decide, you know what? I have these intentions. I have come up with this plan. So now I have to take action. So I'm going to save $25 every single week also to start coming up with money for my creative space. Now, when the time comes, which is, you know, closer to the end of the year, I will definitely have a couple of months. Let's say I will have at least 1 month of rent. If it's not a couple of months, I will have at least 1 month. So I know my first month of rent is covered. So that's setting up the intentions and coming up with the plan and actually getting it done.
Yep. So let me give you some context, guys. If you think about it, like she said, if you save $25 a week, at the end of the year, that's $1,300. Like, think about what you could do realistically with $1,300.
Exactly.
So, little things do add up.
And, of course, if you make more money, save more. At the end of the day, like, you know, there's so much you can do with just what you make. I think, you know, I was just listening to a webinar my mentor just did. And she was saying that we so caught up in what we have and what we don't have. You do not need a lot of money. In fact, you almost need no money to make your dreams come true.
You don't.
yes, having money will make things move faster. But like, for example, let's say you need to learn, something. Get on YouTube. Get on, you know, do some Google search. Listen to a free podcast. You will learn everything you need to learn. Like this one. So definitely don't get so hung up on money that you need money to get so much done. You really do not. You can learn how to save money by listening to the free things, you know, getting the free, go to the library, read the free books, everything you need, you can get it for free before you spend money. So if you have money goals, you know, get on the free stuff before you spend your money.
I definitely agree with that. I think one of the things that we're going to transition to is how to follow through with those goals. And I think maybe we covered that in a little bit of extent portion. But I think in terms of how to follow through, like she said, saving $25 every week. So I think before you know, open your Apple Pay or before you know, pull out your wallet or your purse, think to yourself, what could I do with this $25 at the end of the year if I saved it and I had $1,300? Like, I think that to yourself every time you're about to spend, and it really will put into perspective, like, wow, what am I really spending this money on? Because I think, you know, we spend impulsively on a lot of different things, and truth be told, it's the way it's designed, but I think following through with small goals like that helps you. I think it builds character, in my opinion, because when it's time to follow through with the bigger task, it makes it that much easier, because you've technically, whether you know it or not, you've been practicing discipline. Discipline is something you need as an entrepreneur, a creative, or even if you work a 9-to-5. Like, so I think if you look at it in terms of making small little wins, you will get to the bigger goal eventually. And another thing, to stick to your personal goals, like, don't look at anybody else's success and feel like they're moving faster than me, so I can't accomplish this goal anymore. Like, I learned this a long time ago. Actually, I heard it from Carrie Hilson, but I'm pretty sure she didn't make it up. But she said it took her 10 years to become an overnight success. So think about that when you, for example, like, don't feel like, oh, you saving your $25, or in your head, I'm saving my little $25. What's that doing? At the end of the year, when you have $13, guess what? If you have a husband, a wife, kids, that's Christmas gifts. That's a family trip. Like, think of all the things you can do, and don't discourage yourself because someone else is out here living their life at their moment that you want to live. Like, just keep that in mind as well when it comes to setting goals. Because I think for me, that was definitely one of the things where I would set goals, but I wouldn't follow through with them because I was like, what's the point? Like, I'm never going to make it to that point, place. So I'll just, like, forget it. I'll just spend this $25. And knowing me, it'll be on food for real. So,
yes, especially, you know, and it's not just money. Follow through with every single thing. You know, it's something I always say, be the girl that get things done, you know? So if you, that money goals are just one of our goals, right? So you said in 2018, I'm going to be consistent with my blog. So that's another thing. You need to follow through with that too. So you need to decide how many blog posts per week do you need to do? When do you need to work on your blog post? And what dates you need to schedule everything to go out? And, you know, so how often you want to post on social media? Those are all different goals you can set and follow through with them. It's perfect example. I was today, like, right now, I'm in a different phase of my life where, you know, I want everything I do to be on Fleek. We don't even see on Fleek anymore.
No, we don't.
I would have
to be lit, I guess.
I've been lit, right? So I want, you know, I'm working out. I'm, you know, still working on my eating habits, but I'm working out. I'm working on my credit. I'm building my business. I'm focusing on my relationship. So I want every part of me, everything I do, you know, a lot of the things I'm applying in my business, I make it a goal 2018 to apply it in my personal life as well. Because I notice a lot of the things I'm so focused, I'm so disciplined, I'm so hard on when it comes to my business, but I don't do the same thing in my personal life. So as far as following through, so I said, you know what, let's take my relationship, my personal love relationship. I said 2018, I'm going to really work at that and make it what I want it to be. And, you know, every time I find an article, I'm sending it to my boyfriend, rereading it, we're taking what applies to us and trying to actually apply what we've learned as we go. So follow through, not just in your business goals, not just in your personal goals, not literally in everything you do in life.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important, actually, the setting personal and professional goals and following through on both areas. I think a lot of times people's lives are one-sided in terms, like, their business will be popping, but uh-huh. their personal life is lacking. Or their personal life is popping, but in business, nothing's happening. And that's because you're not putting the same amount of effort, the same amount of focus into both things. And I know that can be hard for some people.
It's definitely hard. I know.
Well, yeah. So I do see the struggle. So I know it can be hard for some people. But I think in terms of just understanding that that's how you get to a place that if that's something you desire, to have a quote-unquote equilibrium, or I don't even think I said that word right, but equilibrium, equal, fair, whatever. Balanced life is what I'm looking for. So if you want to have more of that life, then I think that's something to think about in terms of, like, how to create a follow-through of all your goals.
Yep. Okay. So are we moving on, or are we still talking about clear intentions?
No, we're moving on. Okay. So we have a listener question. Give me a second. Let me pull his name up. It is Jermond Health, I think. Well, that's what his name is on Instagram.
Health and Spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jermond Health. And so he asked us, I have two vlogs, however, I would like to know what do you think are the best ways to market / getting awareness for it, I think is what he meant. But either way, I think one of the ways you can do that, I went to your page and I see that consistency is not your problem here. You post at least 5 to 6 times a day.
Yeah.
So I think now that we got the consistency down, you see, this is my favorite thing in the world. Iteration is really your best friend. Like, now that you got the consistency down, now it's time to work on the quality of your content. Not only the quality of your content, but the actual content you're putting out. I think some of your videos have really great messages, especially like the entrepreneurial ones. So if I were you, I would narrow let me take that back. I've only viewed about 6 to 9 of your posts. So from the 6 to 9, I gathered that you post about your side business, which is snow blowing, and then you post about, you know, all your entrepreneurial journeys, I guess, making sacrifices that you needed to make. So I think in terms of that, I would definitely, how do I say this? Be more conscientious about the lane you're going to choose to go in. I think your page feels very, you have too many different avenues that you focused on. I think you should narrow it down to one, maybe two. Or if you want to do more than two, I think you should give them days so that people can expect this content on this day. But I personally think it would be better to narrow it down to maybe one or two. And then those one or two, figure out how they intersect. And then that's how you can start creating better quality work. Because the passion's there, clearly, because that's a lot of posts. So I think you already 10 steps ahead because you have the passion. So now you just need to channel that passion in a more streamlined way so that people can get your message. Because believe it or not, the truth is, you can't give to people too many avenues. And this is the same for even us. I mean, think about it. If you go into a store and there's 29 different pairs of jeans, you're going to walk out with none because it's too many jeans. So think of that in terms of your IG and how you want to curate your content. I think will be the best way to not only raise awareness, but also how to market it. Because then when you figure out what the two things you want to talk about and how they intersect, then you can start marketing it to people. For instance, you want to talk about the entrepreneur stuff, you can start tagging companies like We Buy Black or Huffington Post or things like that. So if you think about it in that way, you the market will come to you once you figure out how to guide yourself into the the what do you want to call it, the lane that's most comfortable for you. Mm-hmm. So moving right along.
So I don't have nothing to say.
Oh, I apologize. Whoa, hey girl, what you guys
think? Like for real?
That was really rude. Sorry, guys.
I mean, I think you pretty much said everything. Just kidding. I do have something to say. Oh.
Man. Make me feel bad and you ain't
had
nothing to say.
No. I think you're right. You know, you are so consistent. You are posting so often. But I will definitely say, you know, I'm a beauty girl. Everything has to be beautified to me. So I will say definitely put some time into the quality of your content. You know, I post something today. If you want, you know, you want to get noticed, make some noise, and you know create badass content, and then promote the heck out of it.
Promote.
Honestly, if you want to get awareness, you want to get noticed, you just have to create good content and promote the shit out of it. Like we can curse in our podcast, right?
Yeah, you said that last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the last time they didn't hear it.
That's fine.
We can. Okay, so we can curse. trust me. Anyways, so definitely just promote. Like, I mean, create the content, put it out, make sure it's quality, talk about it. The more excited you are about your own stuff, the more other people will get excited about it.
That's
so
true.
Talk about it, true. share it until you get the kind of awareness you're looking for.
And that, I think, wraps it up. I hope that we answered the question in the best way you see fit. So, moving right along to the business of the week.
Business of the week.
So, this week's business comes from my other bestie, none other than Tyrone
Gordon.
Over at DGM Flowers. They have an amazing floral company that they've started a little over a year ago. So, they're going on their second year. And when I tell you, like, they have exploded from where they started to where they are now,
I think from the bottom, now they're here.
Literally, like, understanding. I think one of the things that I love watching Tyrone's business is literally his attention to detail. I mean, the things he thinks about are literally amazing to me. Like, in terms of, like, the small little details, like making sure the font on the card is something that can be read by anyone with any eyesight. Like, even the thought of doing something like that, or the way that he transports the flowers so that they look just as beautiful as when they were designed in their studio. Like, things like those little tiny details, or like sending his customers like Christmas cards, I think are very, very, very important in how, you know, your brand is perceived when you take that time to put in the detail. And I think a lot of times in small business, we miss the detail. And it makes sense. A lot of times we can't focus on the details because it's only one person. And so I get it. But I do think it is amazing when a company takes that time to do the little tiny things for their brand to stand out. I mean, I just think it's amazing. So that's why this week we are highlighting DGMflowers.com. Why do I keep wanting to say XO Tribe? Lord, I love my business. But DGMflowers.com is a site. If you live in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area and you are hosting an event, or if you need some flowers to send to your girlfriend for Valentine's Day, or your boyfriend for Valentine's Day.
If you want to send me some flowers.
Just kidding.
Yeah, DGMflowers.com. The arrangements are beautiful. You go to their website, I think Tyrone still have Princess up. I do have my own flowers. Princess is pretty. It's pink. Of course it's pink. So if they still have it up, definitely order Princess. If you want to send it to me, you're welcome to. If you want to send it to your real girlfriend, definitely get them Princess.
Alrighty. So we're moving right along from the business of the week to our final thoughts of this week. We are wrapping up episode number 2. I can't because we already did this, but you know, technical.
Oh, we didn't tell them what happened.
Oh yeah, so we recorded a whole episode, right? And this whole episode I deleted it somehow.
Somehow we lost it, and then we had to record it again.
Again.
And I feel like it was great, but I think this is better, so.
Yeah, because we did it technically the third time.
This is the third time. Right. How is it the third time?
Because the other one, we did record a second one. I mean, although this is episode two, this is our third time recording.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's the second one. I don't know what Kirk is talking about.
I mean, anyway. So, my final thoughts for this week are, I think that this cold is trying to give me a cold. So, I think my final thought for this week is I need to get healthy. Because right now, I feel like sugar honey iced tea for real. And yeah. So my final thought for this week, I think, is stick to your, make a plan. Don't make a bunch of plans. Make a few plans. Write them out. Then make another plan of how you're going to follow through with those plans. And then my final thing would be look back after 3 months and see how much you've accomplished. And I guarantee you, watching your progression from January, February, and March, and then when it's April and you look back on those months, it does give you the fuel you need to keep going for the other 3 months. And then look back at 6 months after that when it's June. I mean, when you're in July and you look back in the previous 6 months, you're like, whoa, I accomplished a lot. And believe it or not, that is how you get the fuel to keep being inspired to create. It's by setting goals, accomplishing them, and looking back on what you accomplished and what you didn't accomplish. So I think my final thought would definitely be to go for those goals in 2018. Like, I really want to stop this new year, new me stuff, because 99,000% of the time, everyone says new year, new me, and you get into the new year and you do the same old shit you was doing last year. Leave new year, new me in 2017. That's my final thought.
Lies. Okay, it's a new year and it's a new me. Thank you, Kirkland. Okay, just kidding. But honestly, I don't think there's nothing wrong with the new year, new me, as long as you have a plan to be this new you. You can't keep talking about new year, new me, but every year, you, like you said, do the same old tricks, like the same things. No, new year means I get to do new things. I get to do bigger and better things. But that's not my final thoughts. Those are Kirkland's. My final thoughts, you guys, it is a new year.
It's a new year. It's a no, new dawn. It's a new day.
It is a new year. 2018 is here. It is time. Like, seriously, you know, set the goals and really, really, really get to work. You can't keep saying new year, new me, and then do the same old thing every single year. You know, really, really decide what is it that you want and make it happen. 2018, we will not let another year go by.
I think it's go by.
Come and go. Yeah, that English is not my first language, as you guys can hear.
Oh, is that excuse today?
Definitely said, you know, be very clear, as we said, and you don't want another year to come and go and you stuck, you know. You are not a tree. Definitely, if it's not working, get rid of it. If it's not working, it's okay for you to walk away and move on, and start something new, start something fresh, start something good. As long as you are moving, as long as you are doing, there's no losing. Don't worry about starting over. Don't worry about you not getting where you want to be. As long as you are making moves, as long as you are trying, you are literally winning. So 2018 is the year of
winning.
We're getting it done. We're making money. We're making moves. We open businesses. We're starting businesses. We're growing successful businesses. So 2018, let's get it.
I agree. And thank you all for listening to the episode number 2 of The Secret is Work, Clear Intention. I hope you guys tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell another friend that they need to go to thesecretiswork.com or go to SoundCloud or go to iTunes Podcast and download our podcast. And not only download our podcast, but tell all your friends on your Instagram, your Twitters, your Snaps, whatever you got out there in this world, about us, because we need this episode. I'm sorry. We need this podcast to blow up.
And of course, after listening, definitely leave a review.
Oh, yeah.
Kirkland and I, we are working on some type of
bribery system.
Don't listen to him. It's a gift. We're coming up with a gift.
Sure.
And when you leave us a review, you get some type of gift that's going to help you grow your business, because it is a secret. It's work. We're giving you stuff to get the work done. So leave a review. Tell us what you really feel, with how you really feel, and what you really think. It won't hurt our feelings. We can take it. So definitely reviews. I can take it.
Definitely.
So, I'm grown.
Okay. So am I. So follow us personally on I am Kirkland. I'm XL Tribe at everything. XLTribe.com.
She changed your name to I am Kirkland.
No. XLTribe.com. And then follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at XLTribe. Just XLTribe. No.com.
And I am Princess all over Twitter, Facebook, IG, I am Princess. And of course, you can learn all about me, my personal style, my photography business on iam.princess.com. And of course, you can also follow The Secret Is Work pretty much everywhere. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on IG, and we are on thesecretiswork.com.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye. Woo!